KDYS Mobile, Claire. KDYS Mobile.
KABCW, good morning, Chris.
Ah, Billy, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm still waiting for the county to finish digging out around me, but other than that, just fighting a little cold that I picked up the last couple of days.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're a little under the weather. I'm sorry to hear that.
I haven't been sick in a while, so I guess I was due.
Yeah, the county's got quite the task ahead of them here, I think. Hopefully Mother Nature will send some warmth and help them out a little bit.
Yeah, how long did it take them to get Brutus Road opened up and cleared for you?
Well, opened up and cleared are two distinctly different things. There's been maybe 3/4 of a car width passed down through the majority of it since about Monday afternoon, but cleaned up. You meet somebody coming the opposite direction, so you know somebody's getting in the snowbank.
Yeah, that's the same down here. They ran one plow width around the lower subdivision, I think on Monday. Tuesday, I think, did that. And it's still not fully cleared, but I know it's going to take a while for them to get around all these little side roads. I just thought Brutus Road might have been a little bit higher priority.
The problem with a lot of Brutus Road, at least until you get on the back side of the hill headed west, there's so much open field and there's so much drifting, and that was, you know, they would come through and they would get a, you know, fairly well open, and then, you know, within just a couple hours it was, you know, plugged right back shut again. So just a constant battle they were fighting, which I don't envy them at all on that.
Did your blower parts come in time for you to be prepared for it at home?
No, they're still on back order. But I put the loader on it and use that. It takes about 4 times as long, and my the area that I normally have cleared out in the wintertime is significantly smaller because of having to be able to just pile it. But no, we got through it just fine. It was a little bit more work, but I wasn't going anywhere or doing anything anyway, so it was okay.
Yeah, I just kind of stayed on top of it through Sunday throughout the day a couple of times. I snowblowed, and then our plow service came through and put like high and 4 feet deep of compacted plowed snow at the end of my driveway. It took me an hour to punch through it because it was so dense. And then we went around and started helping out some of the neighbors who weren't able to get their driveways opened up or relied on a plow service that the plow couldn't get in and out to actually clear their snow, and there's nowhere to put it. So It was a rough couple of days. I measured 30 inches of snow that fell here Sunday, Monday. What was your total?
Well, Saturday morning, I went out and I moved 15 inches of snow. And then Sunday at noon, I went out and moved 17 inches of snow. And then Monday, I fired the tractor up at 5 o'clock in the morning and ran it till 6 o'clock in the evening and moved 22 inches of snow.
Wow, sounds like you got hit harder than me. I didn't measure what I did, you know, what we got Friday night, or Friday, because I took care of everything Friday late in the day. But I did a foot on Sunday morning, a foot on Sunday night, and then, you know, again on Monday, almost another foot. So that was how I handled it. But yeah, pretty wild times.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, I at least never tried to think about it. And I don't know that I ever remember a winter storm. You know, we've had them that dumped a lot of snow, comparable amounts of snow in that, but not for this long of duration. I mean, this was a, you know, what, a 30-hour storm that went through. Just really long, drawn-out ordeal, and I just don't remember one being like that.
Christmas 2001, I lived over across the bay in York Township, and woke up in the morning, and I opened the garage door, and the snow was piled up to the height of the hood of my car, and I was driving a little SUV at the time. So that was a similar type situation. There was over 3 feet that fell there, and there was a state of emergency announced, and it took me, I think, 3 days or 4 days before one of the neighbors at one of the local farms came up with his payloader, and he ended up getting my long driveway taken care of for me. But, you know, we had a baby at the time, and we were having friends dropping off groceries for us at the end of the road, and baby formula and stuff like that. That was a wild time.
Oh, yeah, you look back on those times, and it kind of really makes you appreciate what you have now.
Yeah, for sure, man. But you know what? We're all resilient. We get through it, so it's kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I mean, you know, I feel bad if people had hardships and things get damaged and whatnot and hurt or sick or whatever during a storm like this, but I don't mind it. It didn't bother me. It didn't bother us. You know, we rolled with it pretty well, and, you know, it was kind of enjoyable, you know, hunkering down in a nice little cozy house while it's howly outside. We kind of like that sort of thing.
Yeah, same, and also helping other people, you know. We obviously had the ice storm last year, and we did a lot of, you know, pitching in the neighborhood here for people that couldn't help themselves. And this one neighbor of mine who we, you know, really helped out last year, he ended up hiring a snowblower, a big tractor-mounted snowblower, to take care of his driveway, and he had the other three driveways done that were still waiting on their plow services, and he said, you know what, people were really nice to me last year. I'm just going to help out these other people that are still waiting, and that's the kind of cool stuff, you know, what goes around comes around. It was really nice to see.
Yep, it sure is. I think that's something that people tend to think is gone, and maybe it is to a certain extent, but I think it's still alive and well. The thought of helping out your neighbor in times and thinking, well, they're on their own. So yeah, it's nice to see.
Hey, I got my my new radio installed in my truck. My 5100 turned out pretty good, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Awesome. I'm kind of anxious to see your setup in there. That's pretty good capability you got in there. That's a nice radio. You know that. But yeah, I thought about going and I didn't get hold of Adam about taking my test on Saturday. Just I kind of slacked off on studying here the last couple of days, so I want to make sure I'm good and prepared before I go in and do that.
Yeah, I'm going to attend that that training event for Skywarn on Monday at the college, so see what that's about.
Yeah, that was really it's kind of an interesting net when they have that fired up, and you can just hear all the reports from different areas, and it really kind of gives you an idea of how varied conditions can be. Most people think whatever's happening at their house is what's happening in, you know, their local area, and that's just not the case most of the time.
Yeah, that was really interesting, particularly since the footprint of this linked system, you get so many different varied reports, you know. Traverse City wasn't getting anything while we were getting pounded, and then, you know, some of the places south and east of us were getting ice. It was really interesting to listen in on what was going on in other spots.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. And I enjoy listening to all that. I kind of geek out on weather anyway. Yeah, it was interesting. And a number of the people that called or, you know, checked in that were from the Sioux are the same people that are on that EUP net that I get into.
And that's cool. So you had some familiar voices on there.
Yeah, and they didn't, you know, as you heard there during the event, they weren't getting hardly anything up in the Sioux, but they ended up getting some more. But yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. I think you will enjoy that class. It's pretty informative, and just gives you a lot of things that you're like, oh man, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, one of those deals.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be fun. Well, hey, man, I know you're on your commute. You're probably almost there, so I'll let you go. Have a good day, and catching you this morning. K8BCW.
Yep, just pulled into the Kingdom, as a matter of fact. Yep, you have a good day as well. Take care of yourself. Get that little bug going, and we'll be talking to you down the wire. K8BCW. K8BCW.
K8BCW.
KBCW, testing to 1-1.
This is KBYS. I don't know if I can make it in, but you're coming in full quiet, for sure.
Sound good over here in Williamson, KC-18-2.
Hey, thank you both for the response. I'm testing a new mobile and just seeing where I can pick up the system around here. Appreciate that. K8BCW.
K8BYS Mobile. We're north of Lewiston.
KBCW from WHRPM.
KBCW.
Hello, sir. I heard you a bit ago on the HT. I thought I could catch you, but I didn't.
Well, I'm playing around with my DMR HT, and also I have a new mobile rig, so I'm on the mobile rig now.
Sorry, I was talking to my mailman, trying to reach stuff to put in the box, and it's like, you know, 3 feet of snow he's got to reach over.
Yeah, we still haven't had mail service. I don't know if it's even going to come today.
Yesterday was the first day he put stuff in yesterday. And it's terrible because there's a new driver's license in there for Jan, and she really could have used it for traveling. She flew out this morning, but was gone since yesterday because she went, you know, flew out of TVC, so early flight, left yesterday and got a room. And then, of course, her flight was delayed, and her one connection in Detroit turned into two connections. She ends up getting into Tampa 4 hours late, but, you know, better than not at all, I guess. But anyway, I heard you on the HT. I thought I'd get a chance to get back to you before I jumped in the car, but I'm on my way to an 11 o'clock. It's not very far away. But I'd pop in and say hello.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Most dug out around me, but there's still some work to be done by the county to get the roads fully opened off the beaten track. So we're making it. No big deal.
Well, I'm a little disappointed with my county. I mean, I know they're trying their best, and this is a very unusual situation, but I don't pretend to understand their manpower allocation. I know that the CDL drivers have a limitation by the DOT as to how much they work and then how much rest they have to have in between, but our roads, it's 3-4 days later, and, you know, the roads are still far from right, so it's... It leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, I'm sure they're doing the best they can, but it's still passable. Everything's passable today, but the last couple days have been rough. Just, again, maybe my expectations are unreasonable. I don't know.
Yeah, the county maintained road that feeds into my subdivision, which is private, was basically just a two-track that was beaten down with high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicles. And, you know, when one of the other neighbors with bald tires and low clearance got stuck, we all had to wait until they had a tow truck pull them out if we couldn't get them out ourselves. So that was a safety issue. That didn't actually get opened up until Tuesday by the county. And they took one pass through so that, again, like you said, it was passable, but if you, you know, came up to somebody else driving the other way, you had to duck into a driveway that hopefully was cleared. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
On my little residential street, which has got, you know, a bunch of shooters living on it, certainly not us, but it got done, you know, fairly early. And I had a 4-foot drift, you know, 4-foot pile at the end of my driveway from the county plow to have to try to dig through with my two-stage. But the main drag through town was my big objection. You know, it was too narrow. There was only two lanes. There was no turn lane, you know. But time will tell. It'll get better. It'll warm up, you know. I think it's... spring here pretty soon. I don't know how soon, a couple days, maybe 21st, is it? Anyhow, all right, I'm where I need to be. I don't expect to be here terribly long, maybe half an hour or so, and I'll be back. W8RPM.
Hey, BCW, mobile and monitoring.
This is KBYS. Can you hear me well? Making it?
KBCW, yes, you are making it into the system. I didn't hear a reply from Walt, though.
I was calling to see if you can hear me if I'm making it in.
Yeah, and I'm calling to tell you that you're making it in.
Who are you listening for a reply from?
Nobody. I was just replying to you saying that, asking if you were making it in. It didn't sound like you got an answer, so I thought I'd let you know that you were making it in.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to keep... I didn't want to ramble on if I was... So that's why I was asking. I was wondering what did you end up using for mobile radio?
Oh, I just put a new Icon 5100 in my truck, and I'm driving around testing it out.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I believe that's a D-Star radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never used one. I have a 2730. Okay. I'm not a big fan of it. I thought it'd be better. It's okay, but I'm not a big fan of the Icon stuff for whatever reason. The meter radios. I've got a couple of them, and they're just not as good to program, I guess, is about my biggest gripe, but they still work good. They don't, once you get it figured out, it works, so. I'm just coming into Gaylord. I'm coming through the Petoskey repeater here because the 7.4 of the receiver's pretty bad. So. Yeah, I'm just cruising around. We've got a couple deliveries in Gaylord.
Yeah, no call sign. I think I recognize your voice. Is this Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan. KBYS mobile.
Yeah, we're just coming up a hill here. We're at the bottom of the hill. We're getting ready to come up to the top of the hill. You'll be able to hear me a little bit better probably.
I don't know how I'm making it in. I'd imagine it's probably not the top.
Well, you're totally readable, boss. There's just a little bit of static in the background. You know, more of an annoyance than anything, but I can read you just fine, no worries.
Yeah, I don't like to be annoying. The Gaylord area is a pretty good spot as long as I'm a little bit directional, because I'm in a semi, so I'm sure you can imagine. But once I get up here on the plateau in Gaylord, should be pretty deep.
Yep, I just figured I'd ask. I was curious. I'm into different radios and seeing what people use and how they work and antenna mounting locations and antenna brands and different things. I really like the Larson antennas. They're pretty good. A little expensive, but sometimes you can find them at a swap. But they're really good quality. The Larson PC Cal and layered. I'm more of a commercial. I got a bunch of commercial gear, Motorola, Kenwood stuff I'm using right now. So I prefer that. Seems more a little bit better, I think. I don't know, maybe not, but seems to work better for me. So. Coming up to the Otsego Club. I should have took McCoy Road. I went by it and said, oh boy, I should have just took that road. But we're going to go into town. I got to deliver a window at the supply store. And then I'm heading to a plastic factory. And then I'm heading up to Indian River. So, and then Sheboygan. So we'll be back in Sheboygan for a little bit.
ICOM guy, you a Motorola guy. After I got my Hampton back and zero treatment, I'll do a new base station radio. I bought an ICOM 5100. Really liked it, and decided to stick with that brand for commonality. Put the same one in the truck, makes it easier to get around in the menus and all that fun stuff. Just recently bought an ICOM HT that I've been very, very impressed with as well. So, yeah, I got the D-Star stuff, but I don't find it too super duper useful, but it's neat, and I have it. Anyway, you have a good day, Ryan. Keep those 18 wheels on the pavement. And,
Roger, Roger. Yeah, for some reason the repeater is coming in weaker here on the hill. So. I like the DMR stuff. I use that around the house. I've got a Motorola XDR radio. Never use the XDR. Never use it. It's a bummer. There's stuff out there that you can use. But. Okay. We will be careful ourselves. We'll be standing by and we'll check in a little bit. I'll be listening. KAGYF.
Probably get into the Mackinac repeater better. It sounds better for the Gaylord.
Yeah, Ryan, I think you're coming in on Mackinac repeater a little bit stronger.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see the tower, but it's using a stop. A couple
of years. Too soon. Now you're unreadable. BCW.
Okay, BCW, testing the one.
AB9 and then mobile monitoring. BCW.
I got you in there, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if you can adjust your mic gain or not, but you don't sound as loud as you normally would be.
Yeah, everything's about the same. I haven't done nothing unless my antennas are falling apart.
No, you're getting into the repeater, all right. It's just your modulation's low. Lower than normal. Almost sounds like you're on a different radio or something.
No, same thing I always talk on.
All right, well, maybe it's just my ears. End up being a night out.
Yeah, you're not, you're kind of chopping a little bit, I'm missing a word here and there, but as you go there, it'll get better. But that could be some of it, too. You're out there quite a ways.
Yeah, maybe. I'm getting on the repeater right now, but yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I got up to almost 50 degrees in the old Saginaw. Base here in the Saginaw area. End up sun come out, end up being a pretty day.
Yeah, the reason why I know you're chopping because I get the beep every now and then while you're talking and a word cuts out. But anyways, that's how I know you're thicket fencing or whatever you want to call it. But I get most of it. Yeah, and the sun come out and everything's getting a little more melty. We just got back with from the vet here. Pickle's in pretty rough shape.
Yeah, it's too bad.
We got her on some meds, but she's slowly going downhill with her gallbladder and liver stuff going on. And right now she ain't eating, not drinking. Not doing nothing. We got her on some meds there to try to see if we can turn it around a little bit for a little bit longer, but the time will tell here. But it's probably ain't gonna be too much longer, and we'll be she'll be coming to her demise, I think.
All right. Now you wait a few months, I might have some puppies. We'll have husky puppies or. Or lab puppies.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think the wife is interested in that type of a dog there. So, or we're not even sure how soon we'll get into another one at that. But she's talking collie if we ever do get one. That's what she's looking at this point.
Right. Yep, collies are nice.
It's going to be one of those deals where we take her in for all of her grooming back when we used to have them before that big of a dog. We used to bathe them and trim them and do everything. But now it's going to be just more or less brushing them out a little bit each day and stuff like that. But it takes more physical effort. It's going to be done by somebody else. The same place we've been taking our dogs here for their grooming is probably where we're going to stick with.
Right. Yep. That's one nice thing about a lab. They don't shed. Well, not much, anyways.
Yeah. It's something you have to deal with. So we're not worried about the shedding. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to like it, but we love collies. We've had a couple of them already, and that's probably kind of why we're leaning towards them again.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice dogs. I like collies too. Yep. They're good. They're natured dogs. Oh, goodness sakes! Thank goodness tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, we got siloed here for a few days, and her and Grandma's downstairs playing one of their games on the TV they like to play with Mario or whatever it is.
Right. Tell you what, I'll be glad to get rid of the snow. Hopefully a snowstorm I'll see this year. We got feet on the ground. It's the top of my however tall that is.
You know, I just, she wouldn't want what Earth's got up there, I know that. I saw the video of his place when he was, after he was all done plowing.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I know he's got a little more than we did. Yeah, it stinks. Took a while for all of us to go. I didn't go to work on Monday because of it. They have parts of 75 parts of it all the way down to Common. Because the trees, well, between snow and the visibility and drifting and then power lines and trees all over the place and closed. And I planned Sunday night, I made up my mind. I was hearing everything. I sent a positive message that says, look, there ain't no way I'm getting out tomorrow. Well, I'll be there.
Yep. Ross Common and Ogemaw County are both that were state of emergency here. Was called on it due to the ice mostly.
Yep, well, all by us too. Was all state of emergency and up to Herbie's Marquette. They had the south, the north and south closed from Roscommon to the bridge.
Yep. Alan's got five trees down on. Some of them are on his house. Some of them are in the front yard. Some of them are in the backyard. Some on the house. Pretty good size with trees as well. And still got to work at getting it cleared out yet. We were all without power down here like Herb was. And we went on backup power here for, I don't know, can't remember exactly how long, but for a while. And yeah, our road was, we had a tree down over our road, and one of the road crew guys, I think, must have took it off because I was going to go down there with the chainsaw, and it looked like one of them guys got it off there. They came down with their road truck. But we had some trees down here, about a lot of big branches. No trees down in the yard, thankfully, but a lot of pretty good-sized branches came down and it was laying all over, but that'll cause some work to do when things warm up a bit. But everywhere you go up and down my road, trees are down. Some of them are across the road, had to be cut to get down Sage Lake Road. And even M55, they had some stuff down over. They had to get cleared away.
88 inch and D, yeah. Yep. I know Dan and a bunch of them didn't have power. Dan about killed himself, dragging his generator out of his garage. Garage or shed, one of the two. Slipped and on him and was laying on him, and it took him for quite a while to get out from underneath it. It sounded like it cut his heels up, pulled his shoes off, he said. So he laid on the ground for about 10 minutes before he was able to manage to weasel out of there and get back up on his feet and get it out of there. But I know pretty much all Scotland area. They said pretty much the whole area didn't have power. We got the bullet. We got a little bit of that ice Yeah, it started at Sunday morning, about 2 in the morning, and but then the rest of it went south, the ice part, and we just got the snow. And, oh my gosh, that wind was blowing so bad, and you couldn't even see, I couldn't even see across my yard at times, and yeah, that was a doozy. I knew we were going to get another one, we always do, especially March, beginning of March was warm, 60, 70 degrees, you got a couple days, and that, the old saying is, march in like a lion, or lamb goes out like a lion, or vice versa. That way, it never fails, it always happens like that.
Yeah, I goof around with that phrase there, but don't really pay attention to it much. But which Dan you talking about? There's quite a few Dans out there nowadays.
Dan, PMI, or like that. I always have to call sign my stuff.
WADMI, Lupton Dan?
Yeah, yep.
I was just checking something. I'm the one that teed up there. KDHJSL.
Yeah, that's what Buddy Kirk uses. He says they just seem to work better than having it hooked to the radio. But yeah, I gotta look online and find one. See, look between the different ones they got. One, you know, the hooked to the radio, the book LC price and all that good stuff. I still got to get a microphone for that one radio, too. I looked at those. Those are pretty, those aren't expensive at all. I get one for noise canceling one for about $30 that'll fit on that. There you go. That don't sound too bad. I keep passing back and forth if I want to put it in my car, but just going to use it there at the house. I'm going to have to get a bigger power supply. It's either that or buy a battery and hook it to that with a battery charger. Keep the battery charged.
Yeah, there you go. Another option.
Yeah, I think it does. 600 watts. Or it's right around there. 600. And that takes quite a bit of juice.
Have you looked it up or looked on it or anything to see how many amps it requires?
Yeah. It's at 30 amps. And it's 30 amp power supply. Well, mine's just 30, or mine's on, I think it was 25 or 30. I mean, it runs my HF rig and two-meter rig okay, but they only put out 100 watts, or, you know, and so I definitely need to get one that's bigger.
Yeah, I just looked at mine here. Mine's a 30-amp power supply. What I've got here right now says it right on the front. I was trying to remember what it was, but it says right on the front for 30-amp.
That's if you're going to run it wide, you know, up real high as far as wattage-wise. I mean, I could get away with something smaller if I was going to, you know, try to turn it all the way up. I want something that's going to work where if I want to turn it all the way up, I can, and I have to, you know, make sure it powers it all right.
Yeah, and if you're running something that takes, pretty good amperage, like we're talking there, if you buy just like a maximum, like a 30-amp power supply, even if they're running, you're maxing out your power supply. Maybe taxing it a little bit too, probably wouldn't hurt to get something bigger than that.
Yep. If I put it in my truck, I'll probably have to put an extra battery in my truck.
Yeah, it might not hurt. I run a double battery in there. And have you ever checked to see what your alternator does?
Yeah, it says on the gauge it does right around 13.5. Wow, that's volts.
I haven't looked lately, but most of your alternators on a lot of your vehicles used to be 65 amps, I think, if I remember right. Like on my truck, I'm not even sure what that is, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's even a little bit higher. Because some of the things that extras I got on the truck probably require something more than that. But a lot of your vehicles, I used to keep up on some of that more, and it used to be about 65 amps.
Yeah, I look it up. I should be able to find out, look online and see. I know this radio, if I'm at an idle, that hits a white number. no, I take that back. It ain't this, not this one. My car, it did. It used to dim the lights on my car. And, I don't think it does that on the truck. I've never noticed it. But on the car, it did. I'll have to look it up and see how many F's this thing puts out.
Yeah, you can probably Google that and probably come up with an answer on it pretty easy, I think. Or, you know, or look in the book on it. Unless you got an owner's manual, I don't know if it would say that or not, but it might.
Yeah, it could be something to play with. It does 10 and 10 and I know it does 10 and 12, but I think it does, you know, 11 too. Well, that's good. Microphone, I put on the radio works real well. Got lots of compliments on how well it sounds.
Say that again, Tom. My head got distracted just for a second.
Saying the microphone, I put on my HF rig, the test mic, got lots of comments, that's working real good, and everybody says I'm sounding real good with it.
Okay, whereabouts are you getting, where you got getting to be, to where you need to switch over? Might be where you're at or stuff because you're really starting to lose every off and on here. It's more frequent.
Yeah, I talked to Mom yesterday. She sounds good. Said she was feeling good and said she felt back to normal. She got her hair done, permit and all done up and all that. She sounded totally good. I don't know how she today. Dialysis, but I know as of yesterday when I talked to her on my way home from work, she was really good and she felt really good too.
Yeah, she's doing considerably better. Real weak though. Can't get out of bed without help, and they won't let her get out of bed without help, things like that. But mind-wise, she's getting that back and her vitals and everything are looking better, things like that. But she's got some whole bunch of rehab stuff to go through to try to get her strength back.
Yeah, well, I know she walked the hair do her there to get her hair done, but that's pretty far. It's just like going down from her room.
Yeah, I didn't hear that she walked down. Martha told me about all that, but she did tell me today that they won't let her out of bed unless they're with her, for her to do anything other than lay in bed, that she has to have somebody with her. So if she did walk down there, she probably had somebody helping her.
Yeah. Yeah. See how anybody helped. No, I didn't just go by what Mom told me. Yeah, I follow that morphine that got old stuff, everything changed that stuff around on her. The last time, same thing happened. This time she was a little bit worse off, but I knew darn well that's what was going on though.
Yeah, I think the nurses told Martha on the phone today that what I just said, and Mom might, maybe she just fails to tell you the whole thing or not, but I trust what the nurses are telling Martha over anything else, because they get the straight shot shooting. My old thermometer here says it's 40 outside, up here in my bedroom here, it's showing 40 outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says 40 with an arrow pointing down, like it's dropping. It started to drop. I don't know what it was before I came up here. I didn't look at the weather, but we are supposed to get a couple warmer days, a little bit warmer through some melting. Maybe not a lot of heavy rain or anything, or heavy melting, but some. And we got several days of snow coming. Not necessarily big accumulations, just kind of snowy and cold.
Yeah, we got coming too. Supposed to start raining tonight sometime. And Sunday is like the snow in the night, but during the day it's just about nine, so we'll see what. Never know what's going to happen.
Martha with KEHJSL, by the way. Martha said that there was something what she's seen it on, but the snow drought, most of Michigan doesn't have any snow drought. Only a couple areas now are a little bit short, but they're saying that it's way better this year. Kind of caught it up a little bit. And we were looking, her and I were looking on the weather thing there, and Phoenix is getting ready to hit, I don't know if they hit it or not, but they were supposed to be hitting a record high of 105 degrees is supposed to be down there today.
Yeah, well, I was watching the news last night. Either Cameron, California. There's almost somewhere over there. They had a record height of 109 degrees. They said it's the highest temperature ever recorded in the spring for that area.
Yeah. Pretty warm, that's for sure, for this time of year. Usually they don't get that hot this time of year.
Yeah, I'll get a sign of what we're going to get. Sure, I got all the air here signed too.
Yep, get them all tuned up, ready to go. You never know when things will turn off hot, you know, this spring or summer. I had to run my backup power there the other day there. We were without power here for quite a while there. Not days, but several hours. But they got it back up there, so I didn't have to wait as long as a lot of people did.
Yeah, I think there's still some people out there yet, but they've got running except for a little.
KDHJSL, yeah, there was places in West Branch, when we was in town, it still didn't have power yet there in West Branch. There's various places all around over here this way that's still trying to get their power back up. But they're steadily getting there.
88, I'll tell you what, I give those guys the credit. That's definitely burning them.
Pretty good physical shape if you're a lineman out there doing that kind of stuff. You better be in pretty good shape there to, even without the adverse elements to work in, and even more so with all the stuff they had to continue with, you know, in these kind of conditions.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That is for sure.
breaking up right along, but I get most of what you're saying there. I got most everything what you're saying there. But here in a minute there, I'm going to run down and use the square room. I've been drinking too much liquid, and I got to get rid of some. All right. Yeah, I'll be only gone in a minute there. I'll call you when I get back up here. KJSL. KDHJSL, I'm back up your top if you're still hearing me before you get switched over to the other repeater. Yeah, not quite. All I got is like one word or something, unless that's all you said, one word, but I didn't quite say it, hear it. But you're getting it. If you're trying the other repeater, you're getting pretty close to being able to use it. Yeah, you definitely got it keyed up there a little bit, but not getting any voice, only just like you're starting to talk, and that's all I'm hearing so far. You hear me there, but it'll be kind of nice when the Cameron or whoever's involved in this other repeater they're talking about getting working there down the road. When they get that of there, that'll be a good bridge right there for that little spot, that little area right there. Yeah, I'm still not making it. I'm getting a good showing that the repeater's being keyed up when you're doing it, but I'm not getting the voice, only just a tiny bit of your voice, and it cuts right out, but I think it's just, I think you're right on the edge of getting into it pretty good. Yeah, if that's you there, Tom, you're still not quite getting it yet, but it sounded a little stronger, like it might want to start letting you get, you know, where I can hear the voice part of it. But you gotta be getting in there pretty good there, pretty soon here. KJSL. Sign that time, so that as you're getting through, start to get through there. So I know that's all you. It looks like that's all you said as your call sign there. But I heard that read not good, but I could understand it.
And I switched over to the Apache repeater. Let's see if I would get into it better than the Sheboygan one.
Well, whatever one you're on now, I can hear you well.
I don't know how true it is, but it sounds like the killer machine, they have purchased a tower, and I'm not sure where. It's a 200-foot tower, and I heard they're buying all new antenna and stuff, and they supposedly put their repeater up on that 200 hours.
Wow, that'd be fantastic.
Yep, I don't know if they found the climber yet or not, but I know that what I was told. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's probably a little ways out. Got to wait till the weather gets good before they can do all that, but yep, that's what I heard.
Yeah, Cameron and several others that are involved in this, they do pretty good stuff there, making all this stuff come together the way they do.
Yeah, well, the dealer's going to have some under Cameron. That's a whole different group there. that was a kind of close to half of my right and third driver through.
Yeah, and I've noticed conditions change a little bit too. Sometimes it's a little easier to get through, you know, than other days. Just depends on the, you know, how everything's connected there and the old, you know, weather or atmosphere and all that kind of whatever you want to go by. But the conditions in general, they're changing. Sometimes it's easier than others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. 88
Yeah, I know FM is a straight line, you know, pretty much there, but it still can get affected sometimes by conditions. But, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I've noticed in past years with other talking to different repeaters and stuff, when the leaves and trees and everything get all bloomed out, start filling in, sometimes that can have an effect, making it harder sometimes. It just depends. I told you, but Jenny and Darryl were getting ready to go to work the other day. I think it was the day before yesterday. And Jennifer's, she slipped and fell and hit her head against the Nerf bar on Darryl's truck just before they went to work. They were riding together and slipped and smashed herself up pretty good.
Wow, gosh. Yeah, that sounds hurt.
Yeah, she got to work, and they we wasn't there long, and they made her, she had a big old bump on her head, and all kinds of things are hurting, and headache, and ribs and arms and hind end and everything else that hit was hurting, and they made her go back home, and she went back in yesterday, and, you know, she was miserable, but she seems to be, little by little, finding more hurts in here and there, but doing better as a whole, though. I think she's doing a little better, but she wouldn't let nobody take her in to get checked out. She's a tough cookie there. She's, yeah, it's hard to get her to go get looked at on anything.
Yep. Yeah, it's probably sore. It'll take a while for that soreness to go away. Trust me, I know. From when I slipped on the ice and I didn't fall, I just slipped and caught myself, and it was enough to whack something out of shape, and it hurt for a week and a half before it finally went away.
Yeah. Our age and physical condition and all that kind of stuff factors in there on how long some of that stuff hangs in there longer. But, her whole one side is all messed up, you know, like her arms, her wrists, her neck, her head, and her hind end, and I don't know if her legs, she didn't say anything about her legs and that, but I know all that for sure got whacked pretty good and pretty sore, but looks like it's, well, you know, just without having her going in and getting looked at, which she won't do. She went back to work the next day and just suffered through it, and today too. But anyways, I think she's got her, you know, enough to where she can function.
Right. Yep. Oh, shoot. Probably good now, ain't I?
Yeah, you got a little bit of, how would you say, air static a little bit, but you're not cutting out like you was. So yeah, you're doing better.
Yeah, I went under the overpass here at the expressway. Probably cut the signal down for a minute. And I'll be right back. I'm going to run in here to the cigarette store and get me a couple of bags of smoke before I head home. It'll just take me a couple minutes. 88 HNT.
Okay, well, I just brewed me a coffee, so I'll take time to go down there and get it and pick me up a couple of no-filter Camels, a couple of cartons, 88 JSL.
88 Jimby.
JSL, got you in there loud and clear there, Tom.
Yeah, this one ain't very, this repeater ain't very far from me. My house, where I'm at right now, is about 30 miles, but somewhere around that ballpark. Not sure where the posse of this one is, but probably right around 30 miles anyways.
Yeah, it gets a little fuzzy a little bit while you're talking, but not bad, not bad at all, though. What are you running on your radio right now? You got that, got it on full blast? What is that, like 80 watts on that one?
Yeah, 80 watts.
Yeah, that's nice, you know, having that little bit higher wattage like that.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm glad I got the radio in the house. They're radios, I gotta say, I can't complain about them. They've been good. Good sturdy radios, too.
Shoot, I can't even remember. I got a couple radios here. That are like 50 watts, I think. But it seems like I got one of them here that's higher than that. You know, I got my amplifier if I wanted to, you know, make it go up higher, get a better shot out there. But I don't use it only very seldomly. Use it as long as I'm getting into the repeater. Okay, that's all I need to do. But it seems like I got one or two radios here. The last two I picked up, I think, are a little higher wattage ones. The one I'm talking on right now is only, I think, only 50 watts on high.
Right. I mean, that's all you need. As long as it's getting into the repeater, you ain't no sense of running any more than you need to. The gas went down. The 394 gallon up here now was 390. Went down 5 cents. Starting to cloud up too. Looks like the rain's already starting to move in.
Yeah, I think I need to go down on the 94 machine there and talk about how much power a person ought to use when they're when they're talking on ham radio there. You use the most power you got, so then that way you don't have to worry about it. Even if you can talk on a lower wattage, you're supposed to use the highest amount possible, ain't you? I get scolded by all the changes and regulations and all the stuff that they've changed out there in the last while there, and they probably have a fit. There's a few that are trying to, I think they're going to start calling them Mandami, that New York guy that's over there in New York.
Yeah, I don't let those guys bother me. They might grumble behind my back, maybe, but I don't pay attention to them. I do what I want to do, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. So if they don't like it, tough toenails. I don't pay attention to them. And they know that, too. That's a few things I've said on there about stupid stuff that I heard them talking about and stuff, things they've done and changed and all that. And they old John, he knows what I think about all that, and so is that Jesse guy, or whatever his name is. Why can't I ever cave us? I don't play those reindeer games.
Well, just common sense.
if you read the book, you're on all of it, you know, refresh a person's self on the proper conduct. And it's all common sense stuff, and they're splitting a lot of hairs on some of this stuff, and that's there up to them. I let them handle how they ever want, and I do things according to the book and Aaron, and I just stay away from the, what do you say, the conflicts that just appears to be going on out there on some of that stuff. Hang out on Hammer's stuff a little bit. He's a pretty straightforward, common sense kind of a guy, and enjoy it up here a little bit more when I'm talking to you on your way home there. I haven't gotten into any disagreements with anybody. I just don't appear to like some of the stuff that I've been seeing and hearing going on down there. I don't need that.
Yep. No, I don't blame you. I forgot what I was going to say now. Now, remember, you know, even when I'm at home talking off the base there in the house, this would be the way we would do it.
Do I remember you saying you have an Anton 99 that you were thinking about putting up there just for vertical 10 meter?
Yeah, I gotta look at it. I can't remember. It seems like when I moved up here, somehow I lost a piece, but I can't remember if I did or not. It's in my garage. I a couple different ones, and I'm not sure. I gotta see, pull it out and see what kind of condition it is. On it, but yes, that's over my box. If not, if I don't, I'm still thinking about I'll buy a new one.
Yeah, horizontal, HF, and along with the 10 meter and all that there is good too. But I was just curious if you had one up there, what it would be like trying to talk the distance you and I are, because we're about the same distance. Apart as you were when you were down first run, and we saw in vertical before.
Right. Yep. Pretty close to the same. I might get a smidgen farther north, but not much. Yep. It'll depend on how high I get it. But yeah, I mean, I'd almost say, especially if I run that rig that I got 600 water in the house, I would dare say it'd be a pretty good chance we could. JB80 could be.
Yeah, it ain't nothing that we have to do, but it'd be fun to try it. And if not, we can do the vertical horizontal or get up on the 40 meter and a couple of the other ones there where, you know, we can talk back and forth too there, you know. It's all fun just goofing around with it, but it'd be fun to try the vertical just to see what would happen. A lot of it's going to depend on too, even though it's not too far difference in distance, what kind of terrain you got in between you, you know, what kind of, you know, and that kind of stuff too, you know.
Yeah, that does make a difference. When I was in Berkson, we didn't have much in between us because we had the lake Huron. You know, it wasn't hilly, too bad and all that, but I don't know. I know when I was in Berkson, I used to talk to a guy up close up here on 10 meter. Me and Russ and Matt, we wouldn't do it every day. You know, sometimes conditions was really bad, but we did it quite often. I can't remember the guy anymore that we used to talk to up there. He wasn't quite as far north as I am, but real close, though.
course, you know, it's different between FM and doing HF, you know, if you're not, you know, if you're doing AM or something like that, or sideband, so on and so forth, you know, each one is a little bit different, but like I said, we talked 10 meters before, it'd be just kind of fun to try.
Oh, yeah, I always liked playing on 10 meters. That was always one of my favorite bands. Until I moved up here, and then, I mean, I've listened on my wire on 10 meter, and I hear people out there on it occasionally. A lot of it's that contesting stuff, but I do hear pretty good. It would be fun to try. That's why I'm thinking about just buying a battery and running a circle charger onto it and running in the house. Plus, I've been thinking about buying a battery anyways, just in case I ever lose power, I can flip over and still run all my radios off the battery if I have to.
Yep, that's a nice option. I used to do that here, and I've got my backup generator that runs the whole house there, but I've often thought about getting some battery power in here just for some stuff a little bit if I ever want to. Still kind of nice to have a couple options there for things, and like if I wanted, for instance, if I wanted to shut the generator off, if it's a long period of time where the power is going to be out and I wanted to save on propane off my big pig there, I could shut it off and play around on the radio using just backup battery power, you know.
Yep, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. Yep. You know, worst case scenario, well, if you've got your way upstairs, but worst case scenario, like myself, I could run a set of cables through my bedroom window and to my truck and hook to it to charge the battery if I had to come down to it.
Well, one of the things that would upset me a little bit too is if I wanted to do some cross banding. I used to do that quite a bit there off of that one radio I used to have, and but I don't have the radio anymore. I think I gave it away or something to that effect. I can't remember where I sent that radio. If I gave it to somebody, it seems like. I don't know if any of these 2 meter radios here that I've got now, they're all digital. They're all digital radios, but they're the one I'm talking on now is a FDM 100D digital analog transceiver, Yaesu. And I got two other Yaesus, and they're both 2980s, FP2980s. And but I don't think they cross band. I'll have to look it up, but I'm thinking they don't.
Well, that's what I got, is a 980 Yaesu. That's 80 watts. That's what I run in my truck in the house. Yaesu FP2980. Well, the only way you can cross band is they gotta have 440. It's gotta be able to do 440 or 2 meter. Both.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to check into it a little bit more, but then I think you gotta have a juncture, doesn't your handheld's got to be able to do stuff like that too, don't it? It's been so long since I've played around with that stuff, I don't even remember.
Yes, your handheld's got to be able to do it too. Like those Beobongs, they do 440 and 2 meter. But yes, I never messed with it a whole lot, because I never had a radio in the house, 2 meter 440. So I never really messed with it a whole lot, but I know that much that both of them have to be that way.
KEJSL. Well, I used to like to be able to take it out in the blinds when I'm outside in the hunt, you know, in the fall hunting or whatever. I used to be able to like take it out there, and that worked out pretty good. Or if I'm out on the patio or something like that, it worked. It was kind of nice to be able to play around like that on it. But I mean, if I wanted to get on HF or anything like that, I still need to come up here. But I'm getting up and down pretty good now that I'm healed up there a little bit. I'm doing pretty well going up down the stairs, but I sleep downstairs most of the time anymore. I can pretty much go up and down. I'm doing pretty good with myself being all healed up there. Now my eyes are somewhat fixed and waiting to get my new set of glasses after the surgeries I've had. And get the glasses. I went yesterday and got tested. So I got about 2 weeks, and I can go pick them up, and should put me in pretty good shape again.
Yep, that's good. Yeah. I thought about it would be nice sometime to get a thing, something I got to have, but thought it'd be kind of nice to get a nice, another HF radio. And leave it in the camper, and I could rig up, make a homemade through wire antenna for like 80 meter or 40 meter, one of the two. And I can, when I go camping, I can string the thing up in the tree somewhere. And if I wanted to, if the weather was hot or late at night, sitting in the camper playing around, I could do a little HF with it.
Well, I tell you, I've got along with the wire that I just bought, or you know, the one I'm getting ready to put up when the weather breaks, and plus an amp on there for playing around on my 11 meter stuff and being able to do some 10 meter on it too as well, and stuff like that on it. I've got Ernie gave me a long time ago and never really used it. He has a wire here that I've got cut for I can't remember, it's either 20 or 40 meters. Specially cut for them, for those bands. Not that I really necessarily need it, but I thought about it'd be good to have two handhelds at the same time, and then I could, when I'm downstairs, I could talk to myself.
There you go. Shoot. Yeah, I thought about it. I used to go camping, and I had my 10-meter rig in my truck. I used to get on there and talk to Russ and those guys early in the morning or later at night from the campground. I'd set my truck and run, start up the truck and run it. And I had an amplifier, too, in the truck. And yeah, I used to talk to them all the time about camping up certain times, and I'd get on there, and we'd get on there and blab for a little bit. So I don't know. I ain't something I gotta have, but thought it'd be kind of fun. Maybe just play around, get a day it's kind of rainy or something, or, you know, like you say, later at night, and Jenny wants to go to bed, and I'm not ready to go to bed, and to play around on it.
Yep. That's always fun to do that, especially like you say, if the elements ain't that great out for doing anything and you're kind of hanging around camp, that's the time to play with it.
Yeah, I can tell it warmed up. I had just turned on the Stonic Road, and it's slushy.
Yeah, sometimes that slushy stuff is worse than other things, you know, like... you know, when it froze up or it's, you know, your fluffy snow type stuff where you can at least, you know, you sometimes get through that better and it don't throw you around as much either. But that slushy stuff can raise havoc with you sometimes.
Yeah, I'd rather drive on ice than the slush. The slush is terrible. Just terrible to be driving on when it gets like that. So I'm hoping if it does rain, hopefully it rains hard enough to melt all of it, so I don't have to deal with it, especially on my part of it, you know, the two track and that, melt it right down to the dirt.
Yeah, that stuff can get rough. And one of the things I always hated was when I was driving down to Flint back and stuff there through the winters from up here. You're driving that flush when you got traffic around, you never knew where it was going to throw you to, so you had to be really careful, you know, to drive, you know, a lot slower, obviously.
In my opinion, it's way worse than ice or, you know, just snow covered. It, you're right, it does. It throws you more, way more than ice. Not saying you can't slide on ice, but you don't have all that wanting to throw you back and forth. And it's like riding on grease almost. And I hate it when it's like that.
JSL. Well, all of it has hazards, obviously. But like mud and ice, I think mud and slush. I mean, is for my own liking, is the two worst things to drive in. Yeah, you know, if you're depending on your circumstances, I guess.
Yeah, mine too. Yep, I don't like mud either. yeah, both of them, mud and slush, it's both the rain right up there.
Well, as you know, another factor enters in there, like you know for a fact, as you drive up and down your road there to get the paved stuff right there by your house and all that, there's the sand. Sand can be a rough mess, miserable, if you got the right circumstances too there. Yeah, I've heard you talk about how people have had trouble getting up your hill because of that sand.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe how many people me and Andrews had to pull out because they get stuck and they can't get up that hill because of the sand. They just sit there and spin, and then they end up digging down and bury their vehicles. every year there's, I'd say half a dozen to a dozen people end up doing that, burying their vehicles in a two-wheel drive. And if you got four-wheel drive, there's no issue, but, or all-wheel drive, there's no issue, but if you get a two-wheel drive vehicle, and yeah, you forget it, you're not gonna get through there.
Two-wheel drive, the best way to do it is make, if you know what you're headed into, get that baby going to it a pretty good clip. So by the time you get bogged down where you can't move, you're already up past to where you needed to be.
Yes, very true. I know one thing, I can't wait to get in that house. I gotta pee like crazy.
All the coffee and stuff I'm drinking, it won't be long, and I'm going to need to run that down again.
Yeah, my boss bought us lunch today. I got chicken wings, 20 of them. Well, we didn't know he was buying lunch, and I already ate a little bowl of melon and had a yogurt and a little something else, and that was it. I couldn't eat no more. My stomach started squirming, so I just brought it home. I figured I'd nibble on it tonight when I get home on a little bit of it for dinner. And Jenny wants some. When she gets home from work, she can nibble on some too. There's plenty there. I ain't gonna be able to eat it all.
I know that, and that's a pretty good plan there. Where was the chicken wings from?
Some restaurant in Saginaw. It's called Chicken, or, I forget, Wings or Us, or something or another. It's like a private-owned outfit.
I just saw something the last couple of days saying Popeyes is going to be shutting down some of their stores.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me any. I've never had
this
before.
I've never eaten
before,
anything from a place like that. You know, you see it advertised. A lot of it looks good. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I've never really tried it, so I can't give an honest opinion about it.
No, I can't either. I've never ate it. So I couldn't tell you if it was good or not. Here, I don't know, a week ago, first time ever, I had Chick-fil-A. One of the girls from the office bought us all lunch and had a grilled chicken from there, and I gotta say, it was good. It wasn't that I got a havering like everybody else rants and raves about the place. It didn't taste any different from really than grilled chicken from McDonald's. But it was good. But I don't know. No, I don't even know where there's Popeyes around. I think it might be in Saginaw or something. I know there's nothing like that up here.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Same thing there. There could be down there. I don't know if maybe Bay City, Saginaw, or somebody does. But I know Bay City just started up here not too awful long ago. What do you call that? Chick-fil-A. And I've ate there, not there at that particular restaurant, but when Kurt and I and Sharon and Jackie and all of us went down south to see Gary down in Missouri there, we stopped at least one of them on the way down or back and had something to eat there. I didn't mind it. It was all right. I can't remember real well saying, you know, like you said, I got to, make sure I make it back there right away or not or something like that. But Kurt really likes it. I know that. One of the things he likes there is there's some kind of drink, a lemonade something or other. I can't remember what it's called there, but he just goes goggles out over that lemonade thing or whatever it is.
I don't know. Alrighty, I'm in the driveway here and backed up by the porch, so I'm going to let you go for now. I'm getting the house all situated. Timmy's will be calling me at 8 o'clock, and then after that, if you feel like yapping, I'll have the radio on the house on this one. So, but I got to get out and take a good pee. My eyes are floating. I drink Thermos and a great big cup full of coffee on the way home, and my goodness, I can't hold it. So, 73 for now, KD88NP.
Okay, Tom, I'm probably going to head back downstairs and watch a little bit of TV and visit with the gals there. And I haven't heard that. They've been kind of quiet. They must be in the other room doing something. I was hearing them giggling down here, but I think they went out in the other family room there or something. But we'll talk to you later. And 73 to you there, Tom. Or is it 73? Or is it 73-73? As they would say on somewhere else, if you know what I mean. KDKS, I'll clear.
All right. Then tomorrow, I'll let you know tomorrow. I haven't made up my mind. I might stop by before I come home and see Mom for a few minutes. See how I feel. As long as I don't have a bad stomachache like I had today. Thought of stopping in there before I go home since I don't work Saturday, so we'll manage to go. But, alrighty, we'll catch you later. 73, Katie, 88,
Cindy. Okay, Tom, KDJSL.